K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Albrecht.
Hi, you are caller 20.
Oh, that's amazing. This is a really fun win.
Excellent. You got tickets to Wild Rivers, Not Soak City, and Hurricane Harbor, Los Angeles, all three.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
It is the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What's up, party people? On the show today, World Cup fans in Mexico are picking up reporters and tossing them in the air, and it's hilarious. People are dumb on the show today. There is a weed shop in Toronto that made a FIFA World Cup trophy bong, and they legally had to stop doing that now. And LeBron James is no longer a Laker. Plus the 420 catch of the day, which is our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we've got tickets for Beck at the Greek September 23rd. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
In a word, astounding.
Guys, the LeBron James era in LA is officially over.
Yep, LeBron James announced he's leaving the Lakers, but he's still playing at least one more season in the NBA. Details on the way. It is a big day in Laker history as LeBron James is no longer a Laker. Details coming up right after Evanescence on the world famous K-Rock. It is Water Park Week on K-Rock. Keep listening for your chance to win tickets to Wild Rivers, Not Soak City, and Hurricane Harbor, Los Angeles. Huge day for the Lakers.
Guys, the LeBron James era in LA is officially over.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I don't think this is a bad thing.
As you can imagine, social media is blowing up as fans react to the news. LeBron will continue his NBA career next season, just not with the Lakers.
It does seem like Luka Doncic is the future of the franchise, and maybe that's why he's leaving now. But they're saying he might go to the Golden State Warriors. What?
On X, the Lakers thanking LeBron. Jeannie Buss writes, LeBron James is one of the greatest athletes in history.
Yeah, I would say, like him or hate him, that dude has been miraculous.
We will always be thankful for his 8 years with the Lakers, including the title he led us to in 2020 under the toughest imaginable circumstances.
Yeah, those were bad times. 2020, COVID, and they all had to stay inside the bubble in Miami, I think it was. That's when the Lakers won the last championship.
And the countless records he broke in purple and gold. We wish him all the best in the future, both on the court and off. He will always be a cherished part of the Lakers family.
Yeah, that's kind of the template for people when somebody important is leaving. They just go, hey, good luck, and we'll always consider you a friend. It's not me, it's you.
ESPN NBA insider Ramona Shelburne posted, I've covered a lot of superstars' transitions with the Lakers, Shaq Kobe, Kobe Dwight, and now LeBron Luka. None of them have been as clean as this one.
Yeah, this one seems to be pretty drama-free. It was just kind of, hey, I'm going to leave. Hey, good luck.
Which I think is a testament to the respect those two guys had for each other.
Yeah, I don't know that there was a lot of very public fighting between LeBron James and Luka.
Was there tension around the whole thing? Sure, but nothing compared to the fireworks of other transitions. Longtime LA Times writer Eric Sottenheimer thanks LeBron for his contributions to the Lakers and wishes him good luck. Right now, we do not know where LeBron will go next year.
Although I think the leading candidate is the Golden State Warriors.
But former Laker Dwight Howard posted, LeBron farewell tour in Ohio, going to be popcorn.
Yeah, it's also possible he's going to go back to the Cavaliers, as that is where he started his NBA career.
And Team James is headed back to the Cleveland Cavaliers, where his NBA career began.
Yep, covered that.
There are also some reports LeBron may sign with the Golden State Warriors.
Yep, covered that.
There's, of course, a lot of mixed emotions with fans online. Some people are not too sad to see LeBron go. Many, of course, are eager to see where the Lakers will go from here.
In a parting statement, LeBron James said,
I can just about walk. I can't hold a walk. I can't see too far, and I can't hear too good.
It is Water Park Week on K-Rock. Keep listening for your chance to win tickets to all three parks in Southern California. Your next chance in less than 10 minutes on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hello, hi, this is Emily.
Emily, you win.
Oh, thank you.
You are caller 20. You got tickets to Wild Rivers, Not Soak City, and Hurricane Harbor, Los Angeles.
Wow, thank you. Thank you, Kima. Thank you.
I do not know what I'm going to do with my time when the World Cup ends. It's been fantastic so far. And now, for those of you who don't pay close attention, we're in the knockout rounds, which means you lose, you go home. So the U.S. plays tomorrow against Bosnia-Herzegovina, and Mexico-Ecuador is tonight at 6 p.m., and the Mexican fans are coming through like they do. Last night, they were parading outside of the hotel that Ecuador was staying in. all night long to try and make sure that they didn't get any rest. And I also like another thing that seems to be happening a lot, and that's that when there's a reporter and they're doing a story, people, fans in Mexico will rally around them and cheer so loud that they can't be heard. Then they'll pick up the reporter and toss him in the air. This is, I'm not even sure where this guy is from. I think it's the Middle East somewhere, but he gets surrounded by Mexican fans and tossed in the air. Now they pick him up and throw him. It's funny to watch reporters try to continue talking while they're being tossed up in the air. This is an ESPN reporter who got the same treatment from the fans in Mexico, picking him up and tossing him in the air while he's on the air.
The fans in northern Mexico are ready to experience the Mexican national team's back against the Republic of Mexico.
This is the atmosphere here at the Fan Fest in Parque Fundidora.
And here you can see how we are flying completely live for you, my friend.
What time did you arrive at the park? What time did you arrive?
All right, so now he's trying to continue his report and do something where he's actually getting something like an interview. So he asked one of the fans there what time they arrived.
Mexico is going to win. Mexico.
And the answer is Mexico is going to win. It's really not worth doing reporters down there for other teams at all.
Today's score is
Mexico.
Perfect. Thank you.
Perfect.
He's returning my phone.
It's part of the atmosphere in La Sultana del Norte.
That was kind of cool that one of the fans there returned his phone after he was tossed up in the air. But I love it. I love it. 6 p.m. Mexico, Ecuador in the World Cup.
Holding the infamous World Championship FIFA bong from Cosmic Charlie's.
A place in Toronto named Cosmic Charlie's has a bong in the shape of the FIFA Championship trophy, and it's getting them in some trouble. Details on the way on K-Rock. Canada is one of the host countries along with the U.S. and Mexico, and there's a weed shop in Toronto that is in trouble with FIFA because of their FIFA Championship trophy bong.
Holding the infamous World Championship FIFA bong from Cosmic Charlie's.
It is an actual bong in the shape of the FIFA World Cup trophy.
It's been a ride carrying this thing.
Nothing kills a high quite like a cease and desist.
Yeah, FIFA served a cease and desist to Cosmic Charlie's and their FIFA World Cup bong.
Well, we poked the bear pretty hard. I can't say that I was surprised.
Big organizations like the Super Bowl, and in this case, the World Cup, they are very careful to not let people use their name to sell products. That's why when the Super Bowl comes around, we have to say the big game, for example.
Sean Cady started selling these World Cup trophy-shaped bongs at the beginning of June. He says he had one customer before a law firm representing FIFA came knocking.
He only sold one! What an outrage!
They outlined several demands, including taking the bongs off the shelves, turning over receipts, and...
Basically, I think I have got it down to destroying the last bong.
FIFA is legally telling them they have to destroy the FIFA World Cup bong. Destroy it and give them evidence that it's been done.
Cady is showing off the bong for the last time before taking a hammer to it and sending the evidence to the lawyers to prove that it's unusable and unsellable.
What a waste of a perfectly good bong.
I'm probably going to have to break the glass parts of it, and then it is silicone, so I might have to take a pair of scissors to it or something like that.
Sports marketing professor Sherry Bradish says FIFA has an obligation to its official sponsors to police these kinds of unofficial products and activities.
They have to police the marketplace.
Earlier in the report, they said a cease and desist kills a high. I would suggest this person is more effective at killing the high.
In due diligence for their brands and their partners who are spending millions and billions of dollars.
FIFA is notorious for having stringent copyright surveillance, including having bylaw officers in host cities monitoring and enforcing the violation of FIFA's IP guidelines.
Okay, here's the owner of Cosmic Charlie's telling you that he didn't know that was the rule.
Cady says he was unaware of the rules before this.
It is unfortunate. I feel like as a small business, we can't take advantage of FIFA being the host country, and it would be nice as a small business we could partake in it, but I do understand they have to protect their copyrights.
Cady is complying with FIFA's lawyers and intends to post the destruction of the bong on Instagram to keep up the media attention, and says he'll be framing the cease and desist notice as a memento.
I don't know, it feels to me like FIFA could use a bong hit. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Robert.
Hey, Robert, you're caller 20.
Woo! All right, woo!
Yeah!
You got tickets for Wild Rivers, Not Soak City, and Hurricane Harbor, Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Woo-woo.
The family's gonna love it.
How many people are in your family?
Four.
These are the support pack.
Yeah, four pack.
Megan Holiday is here now with three things at four.
K-Rock.
K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
One, two, three.
Number one, a mother and daughter were arrested after investigators say they stole more than $7,000 worth of Louis Vuitton bags from luxury stores and then post about it online.
You're kidding.
Yeah, here is the story.
Prolific organized retail thieves in Western Washington is facing new charges. Janice Downs, a.k.a. Jenny Smith, a.k.a. Punchy, is back in jail after just getting released from prison in January. Bellevue police say one of the best clues came from a TikTok video made to Young Miami's viral song Spin That about boosting and scamming. Bellevue police say this video shows Janice Wiley holding two stolen Louis Vuitton purses. It was posted 5 days after detectives say her daughter, Janice Downs, and an unidentified suspect stole the bags worth more than $7,000 from Nordstrom in downtown Seattle. And 2 days after Downs showed the purses on her Instagram account.
For us, she's a prolific organized career theft criminal, and so we're very familiar with her.
But wait, can we just re-highlight this part again?
Made to Young Miami's viral song Spin That about boosting and scamming.
That part is the main reason why I had to bring that story in. Number two, a New Jersey man is suing Jersey Mike's, Grubhub, and his delivery driver after making a revolting discovery in his cheesesteak.
Oh, no.
The driver's dentures were embedded inside of the sandwich. The presence of dentures inside of the food rendered the food contaminated, unsafe, adulterated, and unfit for human consumption, the suit states.
How is that possible?
The driver first claimed the dentures belonged to her father, but later admitted that they were hers, telling police she accidentally dropped them into the order while eating her own lunch and checking to make sure that the customer's order was correct. The customer says the bizarre incident left him physically sick and emotionally distressed. Grubhub said the driver's no longer contracted with the company, and now the case is headed to court.
She didn't know that she lost her teeth?
That's the thing that I just cannot understand.
What
and there's
the hell?
Photographic evidence where you can see the dentures, and it is horrible.
Yeah.
And number three, well, LeBron James' time with the Lakers appears to be over.
You know where he's going?
Hold on. And the timing has everyone raising eyebrows. Just before free agency, the Lakers guaranteed Bronny James' contract for next season, locking in his roughly $2.3 million salary. Then LeBron let the Lakers know that he plans on leaving.
And going
to my team.
Possibly.
The Golden State Warriors, which will be the worst day of my life. If that happens, while a return to the Cleveland Cavaliers, where he delivered the city's first NBA championship in 2016, that also remains another popular possibility,
sure,
which I am praying will be the case. I will seriously die. I will die. So congratulations, LA. You've gotten rid of King James. I'm Megan Holiday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
This is the first time in Muse's 30-year career that they've featured another artist on a studio album. The song is called Hush. It's from their new album, The Wow Signal. It's Muse featuring Ellie Goulding, and the collaboration was entirely accidental. She was recording next door in another studio with Marshmello. She popped her head into their studio and said, hey, what are you guys working on? And they played her the song, and she started singing on it, and Matt Bellamy said she sang it in a couple of takes, and an hour and a half later, we have the song. It's called Hush. It's Muse with Ellie Goulding, and it is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. That is Muse featuring Ellie Goulding. The new album is The Wow Signal. It came out Friday, and that song is called Hush. It's the 420 catch of the day on the world-famous K-Rock. You can go to all the water parks in Southern California, man.
Hell yeah. Four packs of tickets to go to Wild Rivers, Not Soak City, and Hurricane Harbor, Los Angeles. Your shot to win coming up on K-Rock.
Here's the thing about summer vacations. You look forward to them for so long.
Oh, yeah.
It's 4th of July weekend. I'm sure a lot of people are traveling for the holidays, and you're so busy and overcome with life and everything else, and all you can think about is that summer vacation.
Oh, yeah.
And then something goes wrong.
Yes. So I was telling you about my friend Jess. She has been planning, you know, she'd been planning this trip to Hawaii with her aunt for a really long time. Her aunt's like her mom to her. Mm-hmm. So they get there, and, you know, her aunt just starts having some hip pain, but they don't really think anything of it.
Okay.
And so, you know, they were able to kind of enjoy themselves for a couple days, but then the next thing you know, it turns out that the aunt had like a hairline fracture in her hip.
Oh, no.
And then it basically shattered.
Oh,
so
no.
They had to go to the hospital there in Maui, and the aunt had to have a full-on hip replacement there.
Wow.
And then do that surgery, recover for a couple days, and then immediately get on an airplane and fly back.
And you can't exactly say, listen, I'm going to go to the beach just for a couple hours.
Yeah,
I'll be
no.
back, I promise.
It's like one of the worst things
disaster.
That could have happened. And, you know, so much money and so much time and effort. And I just felt so bad for her aunt and for her. You know, it's just terrible.
Both. Yeah, they're both bummed.
Right.
Of course.
Right.
All right. Summer vacation's gone wrong. That is what we're looking for today with story time. 800-520-1067 for your calls and your texts.
And for the best one, we're going to send you to see Beck at the Greek Theater on September 23rd.
Summer vacation's gone wrong. 800-520-1067. Summer vacation's gone wrong on the world famous K-Rock.
310 says, it was my honeymoon and we were camping in a secluded spot near Mammoth Caves. I cut my finger on a can of beans, and when I went to get the first aid kit, I passed out.
Oh, no.
When I passed out, I landed on my face and slid about 8 feet on a gravel down the mountain. This time, when I came to, my husband was trying to help me. He said I could use some stitches, and I passed out again. Worst part was we came home a few days early. The people house sitting were there just chilling, no problem. Then I found my toothbrush used in the shower.
Oh,
oh
that no.
So
K-Rock, hello, who's this?
This is Lenore.
I'm sorry, what's your name?
My name is Lenore.
Lenore, you're caller 20.
Woo, woo!
Woo, right on.
Yeah.
You got tickets to Wild Rivers, Knott's, Soak City, and Hurricane Harbor, Los Angeles.
Wow, that's so cool. My kids are going to love it.
Because Saturday is 4th of July, we're talking summer vacations gone wrong at 800-520-1067.
And for the best call or text, we got your tickets to see Beck at the Greek Theater on September 23rd.
K-Rock, hello.
Vacation's gone wrong.
Yep, what do you got?
Three sisters go to Mexico City for graduation celebration. While they're there, one of them has the gallbladder has to be operated on, right?
She had to have her gallbladder removed?
Right.
So okay.
She goes to the hospital, has to have it removed. You know, vacation's already looking horrible. And so she does the surgery. She's in recovery. And the next day, big earthquake in Mexico hits where the hospital basically starts, like, falling apart.
Oh,
no way.
Mother is you know, there's no communication. This is way back when, right?
Yep.
No communication, has no idea how her daughter is other than she had surgery. Can't get in touch with the other two. Thank God. She was on the top floor, so she landed on other people, apparently. So they were able to rescue her, get her to another hospital.
What about the people she fell on?
Oh, my God.
Everyone's alive. She's great, but obviously not a good vacation.
No, that is rough.
That is getting a surgery and then being in the hospital while an earthquake is happening. That's unbelievable.
That's a 1-2 punch.
Man, right.
I mean, geez, right?
K-Rock, hello. We were living in Portland, Oregon. We had a 2-week vacation to SoCal. Going to do all the theme parks. And we're like 100 miles north of Bakersfield. And my dad has clutch in his chest. We stop at a gas station. He's collapsing. Then he tries to get back. He gets back up, has me buy some bear aspirin. I'm like 10 years old. And then he's acting fine, and we called an ambulance. They rushed him to a brand new heart hospital. Turns out he had like a widowmaker heart attack. It was like 98% blocked, and they didn't know. The doctors at this brand new heart hospital had no clue how he's still alive.
Wow, but he is.
Yeah.
And you know what's so impressive is it's like he held it together, and he knew for you to go and buy the aspirin. And that's probably what saved him.
He joked that he still owes me $1.48 for the bear aspirin.
Oh, thank God he was okay.
Yeah, no kidding. So you spent the 2 weeks in Bakersfield?
We were there for like 5 days.
Because that's the tragedy.
Like, yes.
And then, of course, we got the treatment with the wheelchair access at Disneyland and all that stuff.
Nice.
Oh, there you go.
Love
okay.
it. Okay. K-Rock, hello.
I went to Charleston, West Virginia by mistake. I was trying to go to Charleston, South Carolina.
No, no way.
Oh, yes.
When did you realize you were in the wrong place?
Oh, my gosh. It was a nightmare. I went to the wrong gate, and I wasn't paying attention. I was exhausted from traveling. All my friends made it to South Carolina. They're having their Southern Charm moment. And they're like, where are you? And I'm getting off, and I'm like, I'm in Charleston, West Virginia?
No. So they let you board the plane and everything?
Oh, yeah. Well, I was, like, half asleep, and I'd like, oh, yeah, I saw Charleston. So I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going to the right place.
Wow.
I get off in West Virginia.
So what'd you do?
Did you catch another flight?
Eventually, a day later, it was awful.
Oh, my God. That's the worst.
I can't imagine just getting off the airplane in the wrong city. We're talking about summer vacations gone wrong.
626 says, my brother-in-law trashed our house while we watched on our security camera. We were helpless. He was told not to have a party, and he had a party. Yeah!
I love that.
I've been there.
We're talking about summer vacations gone wrong.
714 said, went snorkeling in the Caribbean, ended up snorkeling through where the hotel was draining sewage.
Oh!
And spent
ouch.
Most of the vacation with a horrible infection.
Oh, my God, no. It is the week of the 4th of July, so we're talking summer vacations, but they're not funny unless they went south. So funny vacations gone wrong at K-Rock. Hello.
So my friend and I, we planned a trip to the national park in Montana, and we followed Google Maps, and it sent us into someone's backyard who had no trespassing signs everywhere, and a guy came out with a shotgun, and we had to very quickly backtrack, and it was terrifying, but we did not go to the national park that day.
What did the guy with the gun say?
The guy was shouting, get the f*** out of my... And we were screaming. We were just screaming. We didn't have words.
It's not us. It's Google Maps.
I bet that it happened to him so many times, and he just had it.
And this was like 6-7 years ago. But, yeah, I won't use Google Maps anymore.
K-Rock, hello.
What's up, Kevin?
Hey, summer vacation's gone wrong.
Okay, this was back in the 90s. This is why I went. My mom and dad took me and my brothers up to Big Bear. The week went really good. But anyway, we got a phone call from my grandma saying that her brother passed away. So we had to cut our vacation kind of short.
Oh, no.
Stupid grandma.
Oh, no.
No. At that time, it wasn't too sad for me on that point. It's when I got home because I had a little baby chicken that I raised all the way up to a hen. Her name was Sally. My dogs ended up eating it.
No way, dude.
And that was the most saddest thing other than my grandma's brother dying. The chicken that was my pet, my dogs ate it.
Oh, no, dude.
Grandma's brother. Am I right? K-Rock, hello.
Me and my husband were actually on our way to Nebraska, and we had a connecting flight. We drank a little too much, so we took the wrong exit. And when we came back, we had to go again through documentation, so we ended up missing our flight.
Oh, no.
You had to go through security again?
Yeah, and then to top it off, we couldn't get another flight till the next day. So we had to spend the night at the airport because we weren't going to get a hotel or anything.
Did you just get more drunk, though?
We actually didn't. We had to sober up.
Oh, boo!
Boo! Boo!
K-Rock, hello.
4 years ago, we went on vacation with my husband's entire family. My husband and I drank way too much the first night. We were at an Airbnb, and the property owner had two goats named Guinness and Finley.
Two goats?
Guinness and Finley. Two goats. Yes, two goats are on this property at this Airbnb that we're at. Guinness and Finley. So they're in a small pen, and me and my husband sneak into the goat's home to hook up because, remember, we are super hammered.
Oh, my God.
In this barn area, hooking up, and we left the goat gate open on accident.
Oh, no.
As we're wrapping things up, we see Guinness and Finley halfway up the road. We ran, and they ran.
Oh, my God.
We run back to the house to get food because now we're like, okay, let's go get some food to try to get these goats back at their house, right?
Right.
As we're running back to this ranch house that we're staying at the very first night, my husband eats it and breaks his arm.
No!
My in-laws and his brother have to come out and retrieve these goats that belong to the homeowner of the Airbnb that we're at. And now they're getting the goats, and we are going to the ER.
Oh, my God.
We have surgery, pins, the whole thing.
Oh, man, that seems terrible.
I don't know if that can be topped.
I agree.
Right?
Yeah, the goats. What is her name?
Kelly.
Kelly.
Yeah, that's me.
Congratulations. I do have one follow-up question. You had to wake up the family to chase down the goats. What did you tell them? How did the goats get out?
Well, the family was still awake. This was like around 10 p.m. Everybody was still kind of hanging out in the kitchen area. And his brother, of course, we told his brother the truth. And ultimately, after everything was said and done, we totally came clean and admitted the whole entire
Fantastic.
Thing.
Oh, my God.
Our family's super rad. So, yeah, it was not that big of a deal. But we died inside that night.
That is very cool.
I love it. Yep. Well, you just won tickets to see Beck at the Greek Theater on September 23rd.
Oh, I love Beck. Thank you. Yes. I love Beck so much. Thank you, guys.
Enjoy. Thank you for calling. It is your very last chance today to win tickets for the water parks in Southern California.
Four packs of tickets to go to Wild Rivers, Knott's Soak City, and Hurricane Harbor, Los Angeles, coming up next on the world-famous K-Rock.